The 32-year-old former supply officer for a Navy minesweeper appeared in federal court yesterday. He was arrested Friday by federal undercover agents who'd arranged to meet him to buy a machine gun. After the arrest, federal agents searched a shed on his property in the town of Gilman and found the machine guns and a large assortment of military equipment, including parts for M16 rifles. U.S. Attorney Laura Shablinsky says it's still not clear if any of the weapons were stolen, but she says it's clear the arms cache posed a safety threat.
Just the sheer number of firearms possessed on the property of Mr. Carmel and seized in the search warrant, the number being up over 70 machine guns, which in this case are illegal to possess, make him a danger to the community.
Carmel left the Navy in 2005 after authorities discovered he'd used his position as supply officer to buy hundreds of laser aiming devices and machine gun barrels that were not required for the ship he was serving on. It's not clear how or where Carmel moved the equipment after he left the Navy. He told investigators he has also purchased machine guns from commercial sources. He also faces charges in New York for selling infrared laser aiming devices to federal undercover agents there. Department of Defense regulations require such devices to be melted down when they're no longer in military use. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.